uncontrollable. Maybe you've wondered about what makes the very best horse-rider relationship.
Okay, I think we're going to get it.
Hawaiian man, Franklin Levinson. And he's been in our studio in the past a couple of years ago when he was here. Is sharing his horsemanship skills with Maryborough's Riding with the Disabled Volunteers. Next week, he's going to be in Ballarat. And when he's in Ballarat, he's going to be giving some horsemanship skills around the place. And ABC Cross Media reporter Margaret Buren went out recently and spoke with Franklin. And he's very good. When he was in here with us, he was explaining some of the ways that he does manage to convince horses to change their behaviour, and some of the things that you can do to be able to move more closely around animals and have them listen to you and respond to you just that little bit better. I will bring you that story in just a moment.
If you were told that most young people are learning about sex through internet pornography, would you believe it? Well, it appears that porn is the new sex ed, and as a result, young people are doing things in the bedroom that may shock you.
It's definitely a mainstream thing people are asking if I'm doing.
Let's discuss it Tuesday night at the special adult time of 9 p.m. with a panel of expert guests and myself, Rochelle Hunt, on ABC Victoria.
And now back to that package from Margaret Buren, which I have managed to find. Here is her report from Franklin Levinson. He's visiting locally. He's from Hawaii and he's often described as a horse whisperer.
My name is Franklin Levinson, and people call what I do being a horse whisperer. My father was a horseman. He was a polo player, and I grew up doing that. I didn't grow up at a ranch. I grew up in the polo grounds. But I developed an affinity for the horse even more than the sport of polo, which is a great sport. I found that horses seemed to calm down with me, and it was a big deal for the polo ponies because they tended to be a little bit thoroughbred-like and a little hyper sometimes and so on. And the players used to love to have me be a hot walker because the horses would calm down quicker with me and they could take him in and play him sooner. So it started out that way. And I came from a fairly dysfunctional family, and I was always looking for that sense of peace, because it sure wasn't in my home. And I found it when I was with horses. They helped me to find my own sense of inner peace, and I helped them to calm down as well.
What are some of the main problems that people come to you with about their horses?
My horse is stubborn. My horse is willful. Why is my horse trying to ruin my day? You know, so there's a few things wrong with those statements. Horses are not humans. They're not trying to do anything to us personally. But if you take anything personal a horse does, it's inappropriate. This is a horse. It's an animal. It's not a human. Also, by judging animals and horses, in this case, by human standards, that's a big mistake as well, because they're not bad. They're really innocent. They're not stubborn, they're afraid. Any behavior you get from a horse that you don't want is a symptom of fear. So if you understand it's a symptom of fear, the chances are you might come from a place of compassion as opposed to a place of, well, I think I need to punish this horse because it's bad. So I encourage people to gain wisdom of the mind of the horse and not just have these silly projections of human characteristics onto them, and then come forward with compassion and understand that you're dealing with an individual who's afraid. So the goal would be to help them not to be afraid, to turn that fear into trust. The safety doesn't really exist. It's a feeling. You either feel safe enough to get on the plane or you don't. It's the same for the horse. He either feels safe or he doesn't. If we can help him to feel safe, then they tend to want to stick to you like glue. You become the great leader, the great parent, the sanctuary of peace.
One of the shows that's taken off recently is The Dog Whisperer with Cesar Millan, and it airs here on ABC TV. in many cases, he'll say that it's the owner that's causing the problem because they're either not calm enough or don't show enough leadership. Is it the same thing with a horse?
Absolutely. You know, it's really not about the horse. The horse is very straightforward. It's very honest. He's not trying to deceive you about anything. He's just looking for good leadership. He's looking for a good leader. And that leader helps him to feel safe and make a lot of the decisions for the horse so that the horse is really just wants to stand around and eat and follow the leader. The big hard part for me is really getting a human being to change their mind or their opinion or their attitudes about who the horse is.
You teach people how to give clear signals that the horse can respond to. Can you give me an example of a behavior and then a clear signal that you would give the horse to stop that behavior?
Well, people can have problems setting boundaries with horses. In other words, the horse is walking over them, okay? Coming at them, they're just walking right in and bumping them and so on. People have a hard time dealing with that sometimes. I found that people have a hard time setting boundaries with a horse, often have a hard time setting boundaries in other relationships in their lives. We all know people who just won't say no. They want to say no, but they won't say no, all right? If you can practice setting boundaries with a horse, and all you have to do is make yourself a little bit bigger, mostly. If I can move into your space a little bit and shoo you away, maybe if I have a wand or something like that, I can shake it at your feet, might cause you to back up a little bit, or a rope, shake that at you a little bit, get you to back up a little bit. That's all I'm looking for. I just want a little bit of respect for my personal space. So that would be a very simple example of something that I would do to set boundaries with a horse to get them to honor my personal space. And I'm going to show them the same respect. I'm just not going to go walk up to a horse and go pet him on the nose. That's what everybody does, though. They want to go up and pet him on the nose. His nose is personal space. My crooked nose is my personal space. Please don't touch it unless I invite you. I might bite you.
One of the things I heard you say was not to speak to a horse like it's a baby.
No. Don't talk baby talk to them. And also, you don't want to be condescending. You show the horse respect to speak to him with respect. Good boy. I talk to horses to him like I'm talking with 10 to 13-year-old male child. Good boy, Johnny. You did a good job there. Now, even if they don't understand the exact words, which they probably do, they're going to understand the intention. They have big antennas for your intention because he wants to know if you want to eat him for dinner. So he needs to know your intentions. He's going to also know your intention and your communication. You say, good job. You did a good job here. That horse is going to understand what you're saying. If you're afraid and tense, the horse is going to be afraid and tense. If you're calm and relaxed, the horse is going to be calm and relaxed. That's just the way it works.
In saying that, have you come across a horse that is completely uncontrollable?
Well, I don't try to control them. So if you